Okay, good morning. My name is Juan Ignacio Herreras. I'm a clinical psychologist and a member of the Your Disease Quality of Life group. And I think I know some of you, Darius and Joaquin, and maybe others. I'm sorry not to be able to be today, but I'm trying to send you some ideas about the communication and about our study in the Your Disease. First of all, I would like to talk a bit about the communication models that are related to the models of care. And we can see that the attention to cancer patients changed from a paternalistic model to a patient-centered cancer care. Some years ago in Spain, we had the paternalistic model, now had changed. The paternalistic model is considered an asymmetrical relationship in which the professional have a dominant position and the patients merely cooperate. Patients merely answer when they are asked questions. And in the patient-centered cancer care, they have the patient-centered communication, and maybe it's more used nowadays. This patient-centered care respects and responds to the individual patient's preferences, needs, and values. So it's more centered in the patient. And within this model, we have the patient-centered communication that is defined by Epstein and Street. This communication as a communication that tries to elicit, understand, and validate the patient's perspective, the feelings, the concerns. Also tries to understand the patient with his her or her own psychological and social context. Also tries to reach a shared understanding of patient's problem and his treatment, and also tries to help a patient self-power by offering him or her meaningful involvement in choices. And this authors Epstein and Street consider that this patient-centered communication has six core functions. And we consider that as very important for communication and also when we try to evaluate and improve communication among patients and professionals. One function would be fostering healing relationships. Second one would be exchanging information. A third one would be responding to patients' emotions. Four, an important would be managing uncertainty. Five, making decisions, and the sixth function would be enabling patient self-management. We consider these functions are very important when evaluating and improving communication. Another issue I would like to comment is could be the outcomes of the patient and professional communication. And we like the proposal by Carlson et al. Who present two main areas. One would be those directly related to the encounter among the patient and the professionals, and one account could be offering support, helping and improving treatment adherence, also improving the patient education and understanding of the disease and the treatment, also helping in decision making, also improving how bad news are given, and also helping patients to understand their preferences for healthcare. And also this author, Carlson et al., also proposed a second area that more general improvements after a good communication between patients and professionals in aspects like better quality of life, improvement in emotional aspects like depression, anxiety, in distress, and in patient satisfaction. So there will be a specific improvement and general improvements. Also, we consider that communication has a key role in a special group of patients. So like patients who are in palliative care, elderly people, or for example, patients who have having pain, who may have difficulties to acquire new information and also bad emotional state. Communication and information, we understand that are very related. Much of the patient-physician communication are related to information, and we consider that a good information depend on adequate communication skills. As you know, I am a member of the EURETC Quality of Group, and we developed the information questionnaire before the communication we have just developed. In general, this Qualico Info 25 questionnaire evaluates level of information received on the disease, the medical tests, the treatments, and other services, and also another aspects, for example, places where to receive care. And these questionnaires include also some qualitative issues about satisfaction with the information, wish for more or less information, and how helpful the patient consider the information has been. But we did a information questionnaire and a communication questionnaire I will present later. Also, some aspects we have learned in the EURETC Quality of Life Communication Subgroup related to evaluation and we consider as important is that there are cross-cultural differences in communication and we consider these differences might be related to the model of care. In some countries, there is a paternalistic approach, whereas in other, there is a patient-centered communication model. In Spain, things have changed from the paternalistic to the patient-centered care. And besides, another important issue we have found is that patient communication needs may change out of the treatment process and also the professional skills that will help to have a better communication. Another important issue I think that we could comment is the utility of the communication assessment. When we developed the questionnaire at the EURETC Communication Group, we decided or we tried to explain which this questionnaire could be used for. And we found important issues like, for example, to evaluate new intervention in the communication. For example, to evaluate programs of communication skills training that the ones that are presented in one of the papers you have sent us, different strategies to communicate with advanced disease patients, and new communication strategies like, for example, email. Also research on cross-cultural differences in communications. We can see in our country that we have many immigrants for different cultures. This is an important issue, this one of cross-cultural differences. Also in daily clinical practice, to assess how the patient considers the communication between him, her, and the treating professionals is, and in which areas we could offer some improvement. Also, in clinical studies in which the communication from a center are evaluated, I remember some studies like AMPREDAT, is an expert in communication and satisfaction with care, that they work how to improve the communication of a cancer treatment system. And also evaluating the impact of routine PRO monitoring in daily clinical practice on patient physical communication. Indices how offering the data of the questionnaires can improve the treatment and how these results of the PRO questionnaires could be used in daily clinical practice. So, and the last thing I would like to present is the EURETC communication questionnaire that has been developed by our group. We consider some issues were important when we developed the questionnaire. One is this, a cancer-specific instrument to measure patients' communication with professionals. Also, it mainly assesses professionals' behaviors related to communication. It doesn't evaluate mainly satisfactionist behaviors. Also, we consider that it should be based on the patient-centered communication model. And after this model, we started deciding which could be the issues included in it. We developed this questionnaire in a cross-cultural setting, so the questionnaire takes into account cross-cultural differences in communication. These questionnaires can be administered in daily clinical practice, clinical studies or clinical trials, for patients with any tumor site, disease stage and treatment, and the patients can indicate the professional category they are evaluating, the doctor, the nurse, psychologist, radiotherapy technician, and other professionals, and also they can indicate the treatment period they were evaluated, the diagnosis, the treatment, or the follow-up. A very important issue of our questionnaire is that patients had a very important role in all the steps of the questionnaire development. When we try to find important issues, when we created the items, etc., we have several rounds of patients' interviews in different cultural areas. And at the present moment, we are doing a validation study of this instrument in an international study. And this is the main content of the questionnaire, that I think we consider it includes the main aspects of communication. One is 6 scales about patient active role behaviors, for example, if the patient has the chance to ask questions, aspect of the clinician-patient relationship, for example, if there is mutual trust between patient and professional, professional qualities creating a relationship, also, for example, there is closeness, no, between the patient and professional, professional skills, verbal and non-verbal, also, professional management of patient emotion, for example, listen, there is empathy. Also, professional skills, managing information is not the content, but it's about how the information is offered. And also individual items of privacy, if there is a private place to talk, and also satisfaction with communication. So this is my introduction. Thank you very much. And I hope to meet you tomorrow and we can talk about these issues any other you may wish. Thank you very much.